Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
My memories came back in the form of someone else. I know this feeling, yes, I know this very well. Why won't you love me now? Won't you love me now? Why won't you love me now? Memories. It's gonna take some getting used to. Memories. Feel the pain when it hits you. Memories. Don't you ever let them fool you.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today has over 20 years of experience working with children as a pediatric nurse practitioner and many more different positions. 15 years ago, she decided to integrate a more holistic approach to health and most recently created her business, Mums on a Mission, to help other mothers consciously connect with their kids. She combines all of her experience and education from both Western and Eastern medicine, as well as her experience as the mother of three boys. And through her business, she coaches other moms to get beyond specific behaviors. Julie Hatch, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here.
And thank you for being here. Your first time on radio.
Yes.
You're excited.
We're very excited.
Okay. And you're joined Team Power. So welcome to the team.
Awesome team.
Isn't the team great?
Yep.
I can't even believe, I have to pinch myself, it's so good.
Good energy with it.
People need to come. Contact me, just come to the meetings and see what we're all about. This first segment, I really want to dive right into the philosophy behind your business model and what do you most want to teach other moms? And I love that you say mum.
Mums, yes, it's Mums on a Mission. So the foundation of what I teach and what I believe in when raising kids is that to consciously connect with them. And that is seeing your child for who they really are, their inner essence, their inner spirit. I call it their true nature. Mm-hmm. And it's what really drives their personality, drives their temperament, drives their behavior, drives how they interact with the world around them. And so getting to their core, that inner spirit, that true nature, and parenting to that, parenting to the strengths of that, and being aware of what the challenges and stresses are of that particular kind of child.
So what do you mean parenting to the strengths of that?
So I take everybody through finding out what your child's element is. Chinese medicine has five different elements: fire, wood, earth, metal, water.
And you are an acupuncturist.
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. Where that comes in. That's okay. Where that comes from. So each of those elements have an innate nature. For instance, a wood child is a really active, outgoing, pioneering, exploring kind of kid. So you parent. That's right. I think you might be a wood. So you parent to that. You feed into their need to be able to move, and you provide the environment.
Rather than stifle it or
exactly.
Try to make them fit into a mold that doesn't really fit their personality.
Exactly. Because it's just going to be resistance against that, trying to make them be something that they're not.
So I love that. So parenting to the strength of your child.
Right.
Love that. Love that. So I took the test.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, for one of my children. I'm not going to say who.
And how did it come out?
It was interesting. I don't know. I got the feedback, and I didn't want to dive too much into it.
Okay.
So I wanted to, like, you know, talk to you about it later.
Okay.
Because I really don't want to air which child I was... which child I'm challenged with right now. There are four of them, so, you know, there could be any challenges. But anyway, why is it so important for you to incorporate the three different types of ways you can accommodate, you know, the modern Western medicine, Eastern medicine, and holistic? Why did you want to bring that all together?
Because there's something to be said for all three of those ways of parenting or treating illness. Western medicine is where we're all coming from. We're all living in a Western medicine world.
Sometimes we need it.
Absolutely,
you
we need it.
You can't avoid it at some situations. You
exactly.
Really, yeah.
So I understand where people are coming from when they're dealing with their Western doctors, and there's absolutely need for it. There's a lot of medications involved in Western medicine, and a lot of times those are necessary, but not always.
Like, it's almost like we're just reaching for the quick fix.
Absolutely.
So we're not, I agree with you, like, we are not here to say that zero medicine is the way to go.
Right.
And there's crazy things happening where people, I just heard on the radio, that people are not vaccinating and different crazy things are happening with that.
That's loaded.
That's probably a whole nother show.
Oh yeah.
But there has to be some kind of balance.
Yes.
I am in love with balance right now. I am in love with it. I'm still learning it, but I'm finding so much peace and calm with more balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a beautiful thing.
And that's a lot of what holistic practices are. There's a balance, and the holistic just sort of feels right. It feels good when you incorporate holistic practices.
Mm. Which means the whole child.
The whole child.
Yeah, body, mind, spirit.
Yep, and Chinese medicine is good at that. Chinese medicine addresses, for thousands of years, they've been addressing mind, body, spirit. And Chinese medicine gets at the root of what the problem is, rather than just putting a Band-Aid on the symptom, which is okay temporarily. It gets to the root of the illness or the behavior or whatever is going on. And that's what, if you get to the root and deal with that, then everything else falls into place.
Yeah, and temporarily is bad for the future.
Yes.
Because when you're putting Band-Aids on issues, challenges, problems, anything that's going on, and you're just slapping Band-Aids on everything, you know, you're shoving it under the rug, and things will come out in many different ways.
Yes,
things can come out in even worse behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Things can come out manifesting an illness.
Yeah, absolutely,
it comes out in so many different ways.
Yeah, and it comes out as they get turned into adulthood. Why are there a lot of adults in therapy and counseling? It's because something wasn't addressed.
Well, so frankly, my mother's not perfect. I'm sure your parents were not perfect.
And neither am I.
And neither are we. But we came out all right.
Yes.
So, you know, we're not looking at perfection here.
Absolutely.
And that's not what you're looking at when you're serving your parents.
No. It's helping the individual child's behavior and temperament. And the mothers and how they interact, and
helping with tools.
Yes.
I bet, right?
Yep. Strategies to use, tools to use.
Mm.
Yeah.
How many strategies are there?
Millions.
Are there really? Because parenting, it's so diverse. Every family is so diverse. There must be things that are common.
In terms of what parents are
going
through.
Yeah, going through. I don't like that phrase, dealing with, by the way.
I know. I don't like the term bad behavior either. That's why I call it challenging behavior.
Yeah.
I don't like labeling it bad.
I like the word challenge too. So dealing with, let's change that to working with.
Working with.
Yeah. So the parents are working with different situations like.
Yes. I've heard a lot of parents that are working with their child who don't listen to them, that they just, you know, raise the hand, they don't listen to them, they don't ask what the parent is asking them to do, they're sort of in their own world and they're just ignoring what the parent is asking of them. And that's really frustrating.
And frankly, on either end, whether you are the parent putting up the hand.
Yes, right.
Or the child putting up the hand, neither one of them, they're almost having stage fright. Like they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that really what's happening?
That is.
I feel like I have a little bit of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My children are, 20 all the way down to 11. So I have some experience and some knowledge in the area of being a parent.
Yep.
Now, you have three boys.
Yes, I do. Mm. I have three boys and they're ages 27 to 22. So they're mostly grown.
Mm.
But even what I practiced or teach parents about doing for their kids, with their kids, I still do that. I still practice what I preach. And they're doing quite well.
Mm.
Not perfect, but
they're doing well.
Yes.
Now, your parents, your children are older.
Yes.
And so why, and I don't think this is in our notes today, but why do you still, usually people are having some kind of a job or a career that is in alignment with where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids are empty. You're an empty nester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you still have this desire to serve other mothers and help them.
Yes.
Why is that still there?
Because I really help kids, because kids are our future. They are our future generations, and kids, there are a lot of cracks in kids today. My brother, who works in education, says there are a lot of cracks there, and they deserve to be given the best chance for their best future. And even though I'm done with it, it's still really important.
I love this. I read somewhere, and I want to quote this when we come back, but we do have to go to break. This is a really great thing that I made sure I highlighted it big so that I make sure that we talk about it.
Okay.
But I hope you stay with us. We do have to go to break. You can find Julie in the Powerful Women Revealed member directory. You are a member of Taunton location.
Yep.
You can also contact her right away at juliehatch@hotmail.com. So I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WA. ATD.
Hi, my name is Julie Hatch, and I've practiced as a pediatric nurse practitioner for over 20 years. I created Moms on a Mission to help mothers handle their child's challenging behavior. You can get to a place of confidence and calm through my convenient Moms on a Mission coaching program and your continued commitment to raising your child in the best possible way. If your child is challenging you, let's get you beyond that behavior. Contact me for a free 30-minute consultation today at juliehatch@hotmail.com.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me. Lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is the lovely Julie Hatch. And your business is Moms on a Mission. And you are also an acupuncturist. Where is your office located?
Yes, I have an acupuncture practice in Mattapoisett.
Okay. Yep. Very convenient.
Yes.
Location? Good location?
Oh, yeah. Right on Route 6.
Perfect.
County
Perfect.
Road. 76 County Road.
Okay. So I want to go back to this statement that I saw in some of the paperwork you gave me. I can't remember where it was from. But you say kids are at the mercy of us adults and what we bring to their lives. All they know is what they see and receive at home. Their home, the home life, is their only reference to how the world operates and treats them. I love that.
It's so true.
It is. And I think that sometimes we can forget those fundamentals, because the kids, are morals and values formed when they're like at age five?
Oh, before that, everything that they...
Ouch. Whoops. Uh-oh. I'm just kidding.
Everything that they see going around them, they are, you are their mirror. Everything that you do, say, from birth, practically, they absorb. They absorb the energy. They absorb the language. They absorb any conflict that's going on in the environment around them. They absorb everything. Your positive attributes as well as negative attributes.
As well as negative. Do you believe that all the behavioral challenges are environmental?
Yes,
like,
I do.
Like no genetic? Possibly some.
Possibly some, because they're certainly born with a certain kind of a temperament. And I, again, take that back to the true nature. But yes, there's certainly... Then there's also... Firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn. That
yes,
comes into play.
That
as well.
Dynamic.
Male, female comes into play. So it's not just the environment, because you can raise, as you know, four kids in the same environment and they all come out differently.
Yes.
And they may all have different behavioral concerns.
Yes. And frankly, your kids, it's not just all one thing.
No.
There isn't one solution for this or one reason for this.
Right.
Yep. There are, it's so many different things that come into play.
Yes.
We're complex human beings, aren't we?
We are. And the best that we can do as moms is give them what we can. You can't control the genetics necessarily. You can't control a lot of the things. But how you are with your child and the environment that you're providing them with and the love and the attention and the conscious connection and all that does have huge influence, huge impact on them.
Yeah. And we can't control everything.
No.
The only thing we can control is ourselves.
Yes.
And I learned a long time ago, thank God, that if you want to change the behavior in your child, you have to change what you're doing.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And so if you can't control them and you only can control yourself, you got to switch it up.
That's exactly right.
If you want a different outcome.
Yep.
And if you want to see a change.
That's right.
Some mothers come to you that are, I almost said dealing with, some mothers come to you that are challenged with kids on a daily basis. Like they're having the same arguments.
Yes. And
weekly,
nothing is changing. That's right.
Daily, weekly, monthly.
Right.
And they really just want, dream of a day that everyone could just be happy.
Yes. Exactly.
So if someone's listening and they're actually going through that, you know, they are an ideal person.
Yes.
To contact you.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about it more later on in the show about the ideal parent or the ideal mother to contact you.
Okay.
How intensive is your 3-month program?
It's as intensive as the mother chooses to make it. There's a lot of opportunity to get a lot of information from me through the one-on-one coaching, which happens weekly. Weekly teaching videos, question and answer sessions that I do with the group of the people in the program. So if they put their time and they can spend 5 minutes a day on it, or they can spend an hour, 2 hours a day on it, or anywhere in between. So it's as intensive as they choose to make it. But it's a weekly coaching, weekly seminars, weekly teaching videos the more they put into it, the more they're going to get out of it.
I imagine you've seen quite a bit over the years.
Yeah.
As a pediatric nurse practitioner. Are you still doing that?
I am not. I'm licensed, but I am not actually practicing right now.
Okay. And so what are the biggest issues or challenges that mothers are facing? Really today? And how different is it today than it was 20 years ago?
It's not that different from what it was 20 years ago. I think that the biggest issues that they are dealing with is a hyperactivity, trying to help to figure out how to calm their child down. A lot of hyperactivity, a lot of ebullience, you know, behavior.
Do you talk about nutrition?
Nutrition is huge, Nicole. I can't even tell you.
Because the hyperactivity, you just said, I'm thinking to myself, well, you don't want to push that child into a box if they are outgoing and creative. But there's a difference between that and being hyperactive, that they can't even control their own body in their own skin.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So nutrition is, that's a big segment of my program, is to go into nutrition and the effect that it's just enormous what kind of effect it has. And it's more than just sugar and caffeine.
It goes
a lot beyond that. It's a whole gut as a second brain, the microbiome and what gets through there into the brain and the serotonin levels. And there's a lot to it.
And frankly, whatever you feed your body craves what you feed it.
Mm-hmm.
And even your mind is in your body.
Yes.
And so if you're feeding your mind.
Yep.
Games.
Yeah. Huh?
Then your body is craving more of that.
That's for sure. That's a whole other big thing that people are moms are dealing with is screen time and social media. And so back 20 years ago, parenting, I think essentially we're all dealing with the same thing. There's still conflicts. There's family dynamics. There's all of the decisions that you have to make about how to raise a child are all essentially the same, but the screen time and the social media adds a whole new
element.
Yep. That is, it's real. It's here. It has to be.
You can't avoid it.
No. And right. It's here. And so you just learn to work with it in certain ways. Balance, for one thing, like you had said. And
but choosing words and bringing things back to a simple place, like respect. And
yes.
Safety.
Yes.
And those kind of words. And I'm wondering what's a great word around, I use the word moderation,
like
with the gaming systems and so forth. But if your children are not able to control those things on their own, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
Right?
Those are rules and boundaries and containment of whatever is going on. It is up to us to exercise the control over what happens. Because it's... Yeah, it's us. We do have the ability to take something away and not let them use it for a little while.
Yeah.
Just like we have the ability to, we are the ones that stock the cabinets. What kind of food goes in there? It's completely up to the mother. It's just complete control, which is
Yeah,
great.
You know, and I love to let things run out. So that, you just heard my honk a little bit. So that there's an element of doing without.
Yes.
Or, hello, how about ration? Let's ration those cookies
exactly.
So that we're not, you know, depleting everything.
Yep.
Well, and frankly, I want to talk about empty threats, too, when we come back. Can we talk about that?
Yes.
That's not even in our notes either. This is a great show for me. I'm in my element here. But I hope you stay with us. You can find Julie in the membership directory at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. You can go to Julie Hatch at Hotmail. She is also on Facebook at Mums on a Mission. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your Reflections Cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Promise me the sun and sky. Don't pretend.
we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. If you could see me right now, you would see my arms going in full blown out goosebumps. Isn't that a beautiful song?
That's a beautiful song.
That's Jennifer Lopez. And frankly, all songs are all about relationships, but they're really about, you know, guy and gal or whatever. But I thought this was very befitting because it's not about making promises you can't keep. It's, you know, the relationship with your children. It's about everybody just making an effort because we care.
Yep.
Right. And so let's talk about empty threats before we go into this next segment. Because
in terms of disciplining, you're talking about?
Well, so I think that it's important that if you're going to put a time limit or something, that you follow through as a parent, because we all teach, whether we're teaching our children or other people in the community, we teach people how to treat us.
Right.
And if we're going to say, you know, I said 2 hours and you're off of that, or I said, you know, you're off between 4 and 6 is homework time, you have to follow through with that, yes.
And to be consistent so that they know what to expect. Because if you say one thing one day and that doesn't hold true the next day, they're not really sure what really matters.
Mm.
And even before you start doing threats, whether they're empty or not, is sometimes you have to really pick your battles. Some things just aren't worth fighting over. And you
I
can
love
just
it.
Kind of let it go. Many things are worth standing your ground and being consistent and reiterating what is expected of them. And something, so sort of above the line, stuff that you really stick to and you are consistent with day in and day out. And then there's a below the line that some days you can let it slide, but understand that your child will say, oh, well, she let it slide this time, so maybe it'll slide the next time. So
they're listening.
Yeah, they are listening more than you know.
And really, as a parent, we are the ones that know what can we let slide and what we can't. What we can and what we can't. We know.
Yes.
We know. Like, really?
Yep.
Like, we know, and we know the differences between each child.
Yes, right. They all need to be dealt with a little bit differently in terms of who needs the stronger discipline.
Worked with. Well, but really, I mean, I don't like that phrase, but I used it the other day, and it was regarding my pet. It's like, I'm dealing with this right now.
And it does sound like a struggle.
Right.
Yeah.
And what parent wants to struggle?
Right.
You know,
it doesn't need to be a struggle.
I'd rather work towards something or work on something than
so you're
deal.
Handling it. Yes.
Right. Because that means you're actually taking the driver's seat and you're taking control.
Yep.
And you're
very
and
well
you're
put.
Right. And you're taking, you know, the bull by the reins or whatever. And you're moving forward. Now, how do you take your clients to a place of uncertainty, to a place of calm?
Well,
especially reducing the stress. Because there's a lot of people that are going through things on a daily basis.
Yes. So the how I do that is the crux of my whole business and is the foundation of the program.
It's a step-by-step-by-step program.
It's a process, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And something that needs to be practiced day in and day out. But to get beyond the first starting handling the behavior, once you get beyond the behavior, then we step into how to de-stress and become calm, feel confident. A lot of mothers don't feel like they're doing a good job these days. They just feel like they're failures, that they just don't know what to do next. So
sometimes my blood boils and I fly off the handle, and how come I wasn't able to handle that more calmly?
Right.
And why am I letting my kid push my own buttons?
That's it. They do. They know how to push your triggers.
Right? And I wonder about myself. What is it about me? You know?
Right.
So when you go through your program, do you have to go from A through Z? You can't start in the middle. There's a whole process.
There really is a process. At least the very beginning, you have to start at the beginning. And then things can shift around depending on what the issues are at the present moment. But the core of getting to what makes up the child's behavior based on their inner essence, their true nature, and how to handle that. And then I just lost my train of thought.
That's okay. But frankly, the behavior itself, when there is a different or challenging behavior happening, ultimately that child is in need.
Yes, that's exactly it. That is a big message of mine also, is that the behavior is a cry for help. They don't know, Behavior comes from a stressor in the environment that doesn't fit with them, that makes them feel anxious and insecure and fearful, fairly core, deep emotions, and they don't know how to deal with those emotions, so they act out. They feel anxious. They don't know how to deal with these emotions, so they act out, and that's what the behavior is.
And and it's attention. So we need to give them more attention, and they're asking more from us as parents, which frustrates us because we already have so much on our plates.
It's tough. It's hard. But you have to do it.
And if your child needs more attention, then something else has got to let go on the other end.
You know,
does every child have to have four activities?
Right.
Like, I have one activity. Not that I'm judging, because if you can handle all of that, then that's great.
Right.
And if you grew up without any of it, and that's like your determination to, like, you know, right the wrong when you were growing up and make sure that your kids have all these activities because you got zero.
Right.
Then okay, but as long as you can handle it.
Right.
Yep. And if something is out of balance, that's when you got to kind of take a shift.
Yep. And take a look at what can give and what can't give. And kids don't even always need constant attention. Some kids, depending on their type, don't want a whole lot of attention. They want to be able to do their own thing. So different needs for different kids, and just being attuned to it and providing them with what they need.
Now, really, the people that you want to help, we have to go to break soon, but the mothers you want to help between the ages of 25 and 40, they seem to fall within that range.
Yep.
They can be married or single.
Yep.
But really committed to raising their children. Like, you want parents that want help.
Yep. That they're willing to invest their time and their energy into their kids
themselves. But know that they need more help because whatever they're doing isn't working.
Exactly.
Okay. And then also to consciously connect instead of living on the surfacey.
That's right. Life is busy, and it's easy to live on the surfacey, and it takes practice to disconnect from the busyness of the world and life, and connect to what's going on at home in front of you.
And frankly, it's the present moment that matters.
It is.
Right?
That's all about.
I remember Danny DeVito saying one time, and I know he's the silliest person I'm mentioning right now, but he's a father. Mm-hmm. And somebody said to him, oh my God, it goes by so fast. How do you make it not go by fast? And you know what his answer was?
What?
Spend more time with them.
Yes.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Spend more time with them. Face. In their face. Not on FaceTime.
Right.
But like.
Face to face.
Or if that works, then that works. Because if I want to communicate with a child and they're in my house and we're texting, it's still communication.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
So it's all about communication, as long as it's
communication
open.
Communication and listening. Because kids want to be listened. I mean, they want to be heard. They want to know that they matter. They want to know that they count in your life.
Yep.
And listening and paying attention, putting the phone down,
yes,
and really listening to what they're saying and responding.
And you'd be devastated without them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right. Right. All right. We have one more segment. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Julie Hatch. You can go to juliehatch@hotmail.com is the easiest and fastest way to find her. She's on Facebook and she's on Powerful Women Revealed. I hope you stay listening with us. We have one more segment. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
I don't wanna float through life on a cloud of man-made ice. Don't want it to pass me by. Don't want it to pass me by. Saddle up now for the ride. Waiting for the moon to rise. Don't want life to pass me by. Don't want life to pass me by. I've been waiting for a magic moment, but maybe there are magic moments. Could it be a magic moment now? I've been waiting for a magic moment, but maybe there are magic moments. Baby, it's a magic moment now. Darling, it's a magical, magical life, life, life. Oh, honey.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And I love that last line of that song. That's Sia, Magic. And that was in the Wrinkle of Time or something with the Oprah movie.
Yep.
Anyway, magic in an ordinary life. Yeah. Isn't that what we all want?
It's beautiful.
Right? Mm-hmm. So some parents have a style, right? A parenting style that is contributing to the continued behavior and arguments and challenges with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
How easy is it to make that shift with their parenting style? And because it's just about little shifts. It's not about changing who they are.
Oh, no. It is just little shifts. It begins with understanding what they're bringing to the table with the interactions with their kids, their parenting, how they were parented, their history. And it can happen really quickly. I gave a workshop. I had a workshop a couple of weeks ago, and I talked with one mother a couple of days later, and she said, I took home what you told me, you know, suggested some insight into what I could do, and I made a difference that night. He went to bed easier. He went and brushed his teeth. So it can happen really fast. It can happen overnight, and then it can last with continued persistent practice of it.
Mm. Is there anything really shocking, eye-opening that people are, like, shocked at what you're teaching?
I'm not sure that they're shocked. I think that the way of looking at your child in the five element style is really eye opening.
Mm.
And they see that starts to shift of seeing their child in a
different
light, a new way and a different way. And it's
helpful.
Powerful. It's very, very helpful to them. It's powerful in bringing the changes about.
Mm. Now, if there are any faculty listening, school faculty, right? You want to do more speaking engagements in schools?
Yes, I am speaking at a couple of schools, so the parents of the student body. So I've been reaching out to heads of schools and principals and talking with them about what I would be talking about, and really with a focus on behavior. And so I've got some speaking gigs coming up, talking at in the evening time at several different schools. So I'm excited about that.
Mm. And I just wrote down something. I'm going to connect you with a woman after the show. Now, the moms have to have a budget.
Yes.
Okay. So this is not free.
It's not free. It's an investment in your child.
Yes. And it's attainable.
It is. And there are
it's not $50.
It's not $50. That's right.
but it's worth
it. It's an investment. It is. Yep. It does cost a little bit of money.
Yeah, but it's worth it because
it's well worth it.
How do you put a price?
Exactly.
On your own child.
Yep.
And the relationship with that child and the child, it's the future.
What you do now affects how they go through school, through jobs, their relationships.
Mm.
Are they going to get into drugs and alcohol to deal with life's difficulties? It helps them become resilient and get through over the difficulties that life throws at them.
Mm.
And they can do it in a healthy way or not in a healthy way.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now, also the moms that you want to talk with and to reach out to you. So they're, you know, we talked about age 25 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
So they look like you, you said.
Yes.
But 20 years ago.
Exactly. Yep.
and really, you know, they can be married or divorced.
Working or non-working.
Okay. So even stay-at-home moms.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, stay-at-home moms need a lot of help. There's no walking out the door at 5 o'clock and saying goodbye to it. They're with it 24/7, and they need a lot of help.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Especially if their kids are under school age or
right.
in school age.
Right, both. But, yeah, certainly they have more 24/7 time on when their child are before school age and home with
and
them
if they
the
are in school, this isn't in the notes either, but if they are in school, you really want to get them when they're in middle school if they're having challenges, right?
Oh yeah, before middle school, even
before middle school. But if you're just starting to see a lot of challenges in middle school,
that's the time to
get
at it,
a hold of it when they're there before they go into
high school, you lose a lot of control and influence over your kids. Mm. All their friends in the world out there has so much more influence on your kids. So, yeah, you want to grab it while you still have some time to influence on them.
And it's not that we want to control them.
Nope.
But we want to have some influence so that if we are perhaps in a grocery store and our child says, damn it, mom, get me this or I'm stomp, and then they stomp there, like whatever, like yeah. you don't want your children talking to you that way, and you don't want them talking to other people that way.
Right
it's a really good sign when other people tell you how amazing your kids are. Please say yes.
It's true. Doesn't that make you feel great?
it does and yeah, thankfully yes. I have a couple of those stories. But we are out of time. Do you have any last minute thing? I know that you hold honesty high on your own values list. How honest does everybody have to be when they come to the table?
They got to be honest. They got to be willing, at least willing to open their eyes and see what's going on and have an open mind to changing things around.
Okay. All right. So you can find Julie Hatch on Facebook at Mums on a Mission. You can also go to juliehatch@hotmail.com. I want to leave you with this one final quote from Ann Landers that I found, which is amazing. It's not what you do for your children, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings. Isn't that beautiful?
She's got that right. Very well said.
I love it. I love it. And I love you. You are awesome. This was a fantastic show. Thank you so much for being here. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.